And we are back. Welcome, guys. My name is DK, and in this video, we're going to be breaking down the final play-in spot. Two games, Chicago, Miami, Sacramento, New Orleans, winner, go home. But before we get into it, if this is your first time watching, cover content for DFS, DraftKings, player props, and the sponsor of today's video, that is going to be Parlay Play. Guys, if you're not on Parlay Play, you can use the link down below for a $100 deposit match bonus. But they're a prop site. They're offering a lot of nice discount lines with MLB, with NBA. I believe they have another discount. I saw, Lillard, basically free square, 0.5 points. They have alt lines. I've been having a lot of fun playing on Parlay Play. So if you guys want to give it a try, click the link. If you do click the link and deposit, it really does help support the channel. So greatly appreciate that. And if you're looking for more content, DFS or Prize Picks, you can check out my Patreon. If you're looking for straight betting content, betting on player props, you can check out my Dub Club. That's in my Twitter bio. Okay, so let's recap last couple nights, and then we can get to the video. So I know I made my video early for Wednesday's slate when the slate was still going on Tuesday, so you guys didn't see how it finished up. I ended up finishing third, $1,500 won that night, and I was a little bit tilted too. This goes back to my point of no one running worse. No one running worse. I was debating entering the 555. I ended up not doing it. Just entered a $200 tournament. If I entered the 555, I would have won it $20,000. So again, more proof. But still a good night. And then last night, I'm still frozen from this. I had basically the nuts start. I only played Batum and Haywood Highsmith. And my big stand in the Patreon stream was Nick Batum. I was all over him. I thought he was going to play a lot more. He absolutely smashed at literally no ownership. Haywood Highsmith was another guy. If you guys watch a YouTube video, I kind of hinted that I was not confident in the Jovic minutes, and I thought Highsmith could be the guy that benefits. He smashed. He closed. So I was looking great going into the late game. Russo injury to punish me for absolutely no reason. And Trae Young, bolt performance. He played like 43 minutes. 43 minutes for low-owned Trae Young. He does that. I'm in rat piss, man. Rat piss. Still 3x'd my money with a Caruso injury and that Trae Young performance. It could have been a much bigger night. So that's been the recap of the last few slates. And then also, we once again did a Twitter Spaces tonight. So you guys can go back and watch that. I tweeted it. You can go watch the recording. We did one on Monday, and we hit on a lot of props. I've been on fire to start the play-ins for props, 8-2 over on my Dub Club. We've been really, really been profitable over there. And the two misses were pretty brutal. I had Trae Young by the hook, and that again. Even on Prize Picks, I took it. I'm frozen, man. Literally frozen. They also stack corrected Embiid assist back down. He was at 6. They stack corrected him down to 5, but frozen. Trae cost this massive slip as well as this one on underdog. I straight bet it as well. So that was pretty frustrating, but still been a great run for straight betting player props. All right, let's talk about this two game slate. We'll start off with Chicago. So Chicago, Crucialis is questionable. In the reports that I've seen, I think he's going to play. Now, how effective he is, that I can't say, but it sounds like Crucialis is going to try to give it a go in a do or die game. Looking at the top end guys, DeRozan, Vooch, those are two guys I was extremely high on. I mean, I basically full stacked the Bulls. Lastly, obviously, you guys saw I played White, I played Caruso, I played Vooch, I played DeRozan. I played four main Bulls last game. Not as high on them in this slate. Don't like the matchup as much, but I still expect DeRozan and Kobe White to probably play low to mid 30s minutes. He saw 44 minutes for DeRozan, he saw 43 for White. Vucevic, so I was a little bit surprised that Drummond ended up playing, to be honest, but Vooch still played 37 minutes. I think any of the main three guys are fine here, DeRozan, Vooch, and Kobe White, but no priorities for me for Chicago. Again, I was much higher in them the previous slate. I would assume about 6-1. I would like him more if Caruso sits, but again, right now, the reports indicate that Caruso will play. Now, Caruso himself, I think, will be pretty low on because the injury. The risk of re-injuring that foot, I guess, or ankle it is. But I think if he's in, he's definitely still in play and probably will be low-owned because of that. If you think Caruso sees limited minutes, then you can take a shot on a 5.3K Javonte Green. He would probably benefit minutes-wise. Also, Dalen Terry would probably play a little bit more. You got Drummond sitting here at 4-3. They have him listed as questionable. I don't think he's going to play a ton, even if he does play, but That's basically the Bulls. Now, talking about Miami, so no Jimmy Butler, also Terry Rozier, also out. So Miami kind of trolled last slate, but my take, if you watch a YouTube video and my strong take on the Patreon stream as well, was I thought that Miami rotation could go a lot of different ways. I mentioned that I liked Highsmith as a contrarian play. I also mentioned I liked Jaime Jaquez as a pivot off chalk Caleb Martin. I thought the field was way too confident in Caleb Martin, and no one wanted Jaime Jaquez. And Jaquez smashed at no ownership, and Martin was a bust at massive ownership. So that worked out in a big way. Now, here's the thing. With Jimmy Butler out, too, those 40 minutes, I think Bam, Hero, Martin, and Jaquez are all going to see pretty big minutes. And then Duncan is the big question mark. He was active but just didn't even play. I don't really know what to do with Duncan. If you think he just doesn't play again, then you want to look to guys, you know, like DeLon Wright at 3-8, Highsmith. I'm still not super confident in minutes for Jovic, but maybe you see a little bit of Kevin Love playing alongside Bam. So Duncan is one that I just don't even know what to do with that situation because he's DNP'd last game. If I had a guess, I would say he plays, but we'll see. I would be much more confident in him if he starts. Now, the top end. You got Bam at 8-7, Hero at 7-9. I mentioned I was kind of like indifferent on the Chicago Stars. Well, I really like these two Miami guys. Bam dealt with some foul trouble last game, only played 31 minutes. I'm not concerned about it. I think in a do-or-die type game, you're probably going to get close to that 40-minute mark for Bam. So assist numbers, basically everything goes up here. Jimmy and Rozier off the court. I'm pretty high on Bam. Also, long shot bet. I bet it's triple-double plus 5,500 over there on FanDuel. It's now down to like plus 1,000 in most books. And then Tyler Hero, obviously, really struggled with the shot. Still put up 40 fancy points. So 7-9 Hero, 8-7 Bam. I think they're really going to lean on these two guys. I really like them, but there's more, too. These mid-range guys, Martin and Jaquez, I'm pretty sure Jaquez will start. My guess for the starting lineup is going to be Hero, Jaquez, Martin, Jovic, and Bam. Jaquez only played 22 minutes, but he played well. And I think with Jimmy out, I think he's going to play a lot more. Martin at 5-4, only played 24 minutes, did not close. Way more confident in his minutes this game. Those two, I think, look solid plays in the mid-range. Duncan, if he starts, I actually like him because I think he could play a lot. If he comes off the bench, I probably won't take a shot on him for DFS. But yeah, keep an eye on the starting lineup there. Jovic, still not super high on him. Again, I think they're just going to lean on a guy like Highsmith more in a do or die game. Or, you know, Jovic is not someone that fits the profile for a guy that's going to play a lot in a, you know, super important game. So still not really on Jovic. Highsmith, the price went up. Again, I played him at no ownership last slate. I don't like him as much at this price point, but still think there's a chance he could close this game. Kevin Love, good point per minute. You did see Bam get some early foul trouble. We saw 17 minutes for Love. I think that there's a chance he could play some alongside Bam, so I'm intrigued by Love for tournaments. And then DeLon right at 3-8, saw 23 minutes, and he actually played well. I think if you think Miami just like doesn't play Duncan at all, you're going to want some interest in a 3.8K DeLon Wright. So I think the key to this Heat team is trying to guess correctly what they do with Duncan. Obviously, if they start him, then I think he's going to play decent minutes. If they don't start him, there's a chance he doesn't play again. So that's the tricky part about Miami. Sacramento and New Orleans. Sacramento, they're very easy to talk about. They're one of my favorite. They're my favorite team to target last slate. I like them a lot again. They're going to run. I would not be surprised if they only play 7 in this game. You did see a few minutes of Alex Len, surprisingly. I think he could cut out of this rotation. But yeah, Sabonis dealt a bit of foul trouble. I think him, Fox, and Keegan Murray are all going to play 40-plus minutes. 9-5 for Sabonis, 8-8 for Fox, 5-9 for Keegan Murray. Really like all three. I think the easiest guy to get to is obviously going to be Keegan Murray. Bet on his points once again. I think he looks great. Probably one of the best plays in the mid-range. And then Fox and Sabonis, I like trying to get to one of those guys. I think both are going to play massive minutes in this game. So yeah. Really high on the Kings star players, those top three guys. But there's more to like here, too. Ellis, Barnes, they both played massive minutes. Now, the concern here is I think they could ride the hot hand a bit, the Kings. Like, if Keon Ellis struggles, they can go to Davion Mitchell. If Harrison Barnes struggles, they can go to some more Trey Lyles. So not as confident in the minutes for Lyles and Barnes, but still they're relatively cheap, and they have the ability to play, you know, high 30s minutes, right? 34 minutes for Barnes, 39 minutes for Keon Ellis. They're both solid plays. And the value, Lyles 3-7, David Mitchell 3-6. I mentioned that there's a chance these guys could play more, and they're cheap too. So, like, what's the floor minutes for guys like Lyles and Davion Mitchell? Probably like 15 or so. But like they have the ability to play, you know, 25 plus minutes if they're playing well. So 3-6 Davion, 3-7 Trey Lyles, I think are two pretty good punt plays. I'm not going to mess with anything else. You might see a few minutes of Alex Len. If they cut out Alex Len, they could play 7. Maybe see a few minutes of Sasha Vezenkov. But nothing else that I would play in DFS. Finally, the Pelicans. So no Zion Williamson. Starting lineup should be CJ, Trey Murphy, Ingram, Herb Jones, and JV. Yeah, CJ at the top at 8-1. I think with CJ and Ingram, if I was in pick between the two, I would go to CJ McCollum. He struggled last game, but not super worried about it. He's had some big games down the stretch of the regular season. So definitely like CJ in a do-or-die game. Ingram, the minutes are not amazing. I think he's going to play a good amount more in this game. It's not a guarantee, though. He's more of a GPP play of like the top end guys. And then mid range, I like Trey Murphy and Herb Jones. Assuming they both avoid foul trouble, I think they're going to push for 40 minutes here. I like the ceiling a bit more with Murphy, but Herb Jones still has those, you know, random pop off games as well. So the two wings, I think, are solid plays. Now, looking at the centers. So JV has a PRA prop at 23.5, Nance at 16.5. You know, the Pelicans in big games, they tend to lean on Larry Nance more. I know JV's had some big games against the Kings this season, but you can't really read into it too much. You know, Nance was out in their most recent game they played the Kings. Again, my lean on the situation, I think they're going to play Nance more. I think Nance could play 30-plus minutes, and they're going to limit JV. But if JV plays really well, it's definitely possible they could, you know, he could play more than people think. So the two centers are interesting. I took a you know, prize pick slip because I think it makes sense to, you know, play if one's playing a lot more than the other, the other's gonna see a lot less minutes, obviously. So like I took over Nance PRA and under JV PRA. Yeah, I think Nance plays a little bit more. However, I don't love the 4.8K price point, but he played 28 minutes last game and dealt with some foul trouble. So if I was going to play one of these centers, I do lead Larry Nance, but it's definitely possible that they could play JV a little bit more. I just think my read on the situation is they're going to go to more Nance. And then we got to talk about a couple of these bench guys. Jose Alvarado was someone that I was, you know, interested in as a contrarian play. He played 25 minutes and played really well. Still have some interest in him. I think the minutes can fluctuate a bit. He played extremely well last game and they extended him. If he struggles, they could limit him a bit, but definitely have some interest in him off the bench. Dyson Daniels didn't see a ton of run, but I think without Zion, he's going to play a little bit more. And the last guy I'll mention, I'm not even sure if he plays. I've been a little bit surprised about the DNPs, but Najee Marshall, I think, could see minutes in this game. Again, I'm not going to consider him for DFS, but I think there's a chance he could crack the rotation. Basically, I think big minutes for CJ, big minutes for Murphy and Herb Jones. Ingram, I think most likely she's 30-plus minutes, depends on the injury. JV Nance will split the center position, and then you'll see a little bit of Alvarado and Daniels and maybe a few minutes of Najee Marshall. All right, guys, so that's going to wrap it up for the video. As always, if you enjoyed, make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and we'll see you all in the next one.